your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
All right, what up, y'all? Welcome to the Ball Brothers Show. I'm Kev on stage.
And Tony Baker.
Me and Tone just like to get over here and talk about stuff.
Yeah.
And you just like watch and talk. Listen, man. We just be chopping it up and laughing.
I enjoy talking.
Montgomery Ward Thrust.
Montgomery Ward.
Today, we're doing top 10 celebrities we think would be fun at a game night, which is how I rate how cool I think celebrities are. And I said, look, you could be great at your job, but I don't think you might be fun at the house.
Right.
And you could be fun at the house, but maybe you're not great at your job.
Mm,
today,
that?
All we're focusing on is if you would be fun at a game night.
Yes.
I'm going to kick it off.
Kick it off.
My number one pick.
I already know.
Kiki
I already knew.
Palmer.
I already knew.
Kiki Palmer.
She's sitting right at the top of my head. That was the first person I thought of.
Kiki Palmer would be a blast.
You already know. Imagine her playing werewolf.
Oh my God.
She all in on every facet of it.
She would be
She gonna be getting to the nitty gritty on who's guilty. She can narrate.
She can narrate.
When we do the whole character role play in the beginning, you know she gonna go in the character.
Absolutely. But she's not gonna disrespect the game and be
not
talking.
She's not
gonna
be talking when she dead.
You talking, you
Chinadu.
Dead. You call it Chinadu.
Melissa.
Melissa don't be talking when she
dead. She was talking when she dead.
Nah, Chance was talking when he was dead.
And Melissa.
Nah, Melissa don't do no wrong. She ain't never talking when she was dead.
She be talking when she dead.
She don't be talking when she dead.
I know you're scared of her.
I'm not scared of her.
I know
you're scared
of her.
I love her.
But
she's
listen,
quiet. She's quiet.
She was talking when she was
dead. By the way, JoJo is the best werewolf player.
JoJo is fantastic.
In the group.
He is textbook werewolf material. If I drafted an all-star werewolf playing with team, JoJo is
would
on
it be?
JoJo is on there. You good too.
I love Werewolf. And I
because you be
seriously.
Following the rules.
And I be
so I would have you
fun.
And Joe on there. Melissa's not making it.
Melissa.
She be talking when she dead. When you're talking when you're dead, you're out.
Zay Zay is fun, but he don't always want to play. My niece McKinley's actually really good at Werewolf.
You these need to be kids, able to, these kids be killing this.
Because remember,
werewolf.
Joe started young at your apartment.
Yeah.
Burbank, actually.
That's what it was like.
He was like,
this.
I love this game. Now he can narrate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let me narrate, man.
Yeah.
But Zay Zay's good as well. Mm. They be getting intense with their cousins. It's the best part. It's fantastic.
Seeing the kids battle each other, that should be,
I'd just be
fire.
Proud. All right, you go.
I think, you know, everybody's going to go the typical black people route. Switching it up.
Oh.
I think Meryl Streep going to be a good time at the game night.
Really?
Yes. Meryl Streep, have you ever seen her in interviews and like award shows?
I have.
She got mad personality, dog.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep is a good time. Of course, she's one of the best actresses to ever live.
Yeah, but who
but
cares
she
about
is
that?
Is surprisingly funny.
Is she good at
loose.
Taboo?
I don't see why not. And this is one of the best actors who've ever lived.
Absolutely.
So anything involving any type of role play and acting and dramatics, it's a wrap.
I don't think I would have thought of her, but I don't disagree at all.
Her playing werewolf?
Yeah.
Sign me up. I got to see that performance.
She's good. Mm. And that'd be good.
Man.
Having good actors play
just
werewolf.
Imagine her narrating.
Nah,
is she coming in with an accent and a full backstory? Actors make backstories for a living.
Yes.
So Meryl Streep coming in with, wait, is she German in this?
Yeah, that'd be great.
We in Germany now? Man, come on, man. Meryl Streep.
I love that. Okay. I'm going to go Jamie Foxx.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I think Jamie Foxx would be a great, not only a participant, I think he'd be a great game night host.
Yes.
He'll keep the party going. Yep. He'll be good. He's funny. He can sing.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll bring a lot of levity to the game night.
For
I'd
sure.
be like, yeah, I'm going to a game night at Jamie's house.
For sure.
Oh, Jamie, want to go? play the game.
That's going to be a good time.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx is for me.
He going to be talking shit on that Uno?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'm going to go any, damn near any Wayans would be a good time.
Man.
Damon Jr., Damon Sr., Marlon,
I know who you...
Keenan.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. They going to be wild.
I think Marlon probably would be the funnest.
I feel like Marlon, though, would talk while he was dead in Werewolf. I feel like it wouldn't be no shutting him down. Like, if he died, I feel like he would still be talking from the grave. And that would just never again.
So you think Damon wouldn't talk?
No.
He would respect the rules.
Yeah, I think both Damons would respect the rules.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but Marlon.
I
don't
know how you judge it based on where
and
you
I don't
think
know if Sean is fun, so I left him out.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he's fun like that. But he could be. I'm not sure. Sean is hard to read. Because
he's cool.
He be having shades on, so I can't connect fully with him. I connected fully with the rest of the family, but
he be having shades on. It's hilarious.
Sean be having them shades
Wayans
on.
Kim Wayans would probably be a blast.
Kim Wayans would be a great time.
Great time. Mm-hmm. She don't give enough credit for how funny she is.
Oh, yeah. And she's aging beautifully.
She ain't aging. She looks she always looked.
Man, the genes in that family is crazy.
Fantastic.
All right, whatever.
All right, I'm going to go Jack Black.
Yeah, he on my list as well.
Jack Black.
Jack Blizzak.
Would be a great
for sure.
Time,
he getting
man.
The call.
He getting a call.
I can't wait for him to get there.
Oh,
I'm looking for him out the window. Hey, everybody's here. Yeah, is Jack here yet? I'm looking for Jack Black. I'm like, is Jack here? I left him a spot in the driveway. I'm leaving him a spot in the driveway.
I love Jack Black.
Jack Black got to be there.
Get
man.
Him in there.
Oh, tough.
For sure.
Absolutely.
All right.
I think Conan O'Brien would be a good time at
Agreed.
Game night.
He's a fun guy.
He's funny to me, man.
He's hilarious.
And his facial expressions,
funny?
His animation,
oh,
he
man.
Can go deadpan. He just seemed like a good time.
I would love to have
him. And just him. Pure silly. He's silly.
Yeah, people aren't silly enough.
Yeah, man. Conan O'Brien, man. He'd be, every time, I'd be like, yeah.
Conan.
I want to be on his show. I want to hang out with him. Conan O'Brien.
Regina Hall.
Yeah.
She looks like
and
a...
And she's cute as well, so I'm going to go ahead.
She is funny in movies.
Put my bid in.
She's funny in
like, man, you was really killing it in Werewolf.
You going to kick game?
Cuckin' will never see you, you know, booed up or nothing. What's your story? Tony, bye. I'm just saying. What's your side of it? I'm just trying to...
Tony, bye.
I'm talking all this shit. I don't even be hollering in person.
Yeah. I just want to let you know, I'm going to DM you later.
Oh, yeah. I'll get you later. I'm normal in person. You'll never
Hello,
even know.
Tony Baker.
Yeah. Just regular.
I'm going to DM you later. Why you be good on the DMs? You don't be pulling up in real life.
Because, man, you know, I don't want to ruin the vibe.
Because
What if I ruin the vibe because I hollered? And now she like, Tony made me uncomfortable.
Nah, I got to go.
Because he showed interest.
Yeah, the DM, you can answer on your own time.
Yeah, you know, there's you safe over there.
What up, peeps? First of all, thank you for tuning in to the Ball Brothers, man. Y'all be pulling up week after week, and I appreciate it. Kev appreciated it. The whole team appreciates it, you know what I'm saying? Week after week, weekly. But let me tell you something. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so watch the payday. You know what I'm saying? Life ain't happening bi-weekly out here. Life don't be waiting, you know what I'm saying? So with that in mind, EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $150 per payday with a max of $750 between paydays. You know what I'm saying? The money you earn can be in your hands today with EarnIn, okay? Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $150 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. All right. I would have loved this when I was working at Dairy Queen. But I swear, every time I got paid, you know, you pay your little bills and then your car just be like, oh, God, don't, man. I can't breathe. Come on, car. Don't do this to me. I can't breathe. It's always something going to come up. always something gonna come up. Whether it be a night out on the town, you gotta get something for your kids, car trouble, medical trouble, whatever the case may be, it's not gonna wait for your little pay period. Trust me on that one. So make Earn In part of your financial routine and join Earn In's over 4 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Now, download Earn In today, spell E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earn In app, type in Ball Brothers under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. That's Ball Brothers under podcast. Earn In is a financial technology company, not a bank. Cash outs are based on your available earnings. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Option to expedite your transfer for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. See the cash out user agreement for details. Service is not available in all states. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
I'll get you later, man. I'll be normal at the function. But later on, man. And then if we establish a mutual attraction, then the next game night, then I get flirty. Yeah. Sneaky flirts, too, where nobody from the outside even notices. That's when it's fun.
Sneaky flirts is hilarious.
Sneaky flirts, man. Sneaky That's flirts. Funny.
Sorry, what you got?
Oh, it's on me again. I think Denzel Washington would be fun at game night.
Really?
Yeah, man. He's funny.
He is funny. I'm leaving here with something.
Yeah, he gonna take the game seriously. I like when people be taking the game seriously.
Yeah, because it's
like
not
if we
a game.
Play spades Uno, I feel like he gonna be trying to win.
It's a game, but it's not a game.
Yeah,
like you think it's a game, but it's
need that element in there as well.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. If we playing Werewolf, which is a game night staple now.
Yeah,
he gonna deliver
for sure. I wouldn't know what to do if he was the narrator.
Man. He gonna be,
and also the defense. If you're accusing him, and
he's crazy,
he's lying, but he's acting so good. I'll be like,
they tried to kill my wife, and y'all blaming me. Get your hands off me.
Get your hands off me,
Jake.
If he was quoting his own movies,
come on.
I can't get him killed.
Come on, man.
He gonna wiggle his way out every time.
And you're not gonna kill him right away.
No,
you want to keep Denzel
you
in the
play
game.
With Denzel. All right, I'm gonna go. Tracee Ellis Ross.
Ooh, yes.
She just looks
she
fun,
look like a good
man.
Time.
Looked like she will host a great party.
For sure.
Good drinks in the background, yeah. A nice backyard, a veranda.
That's going to be
feel
fun.
Like she has a good veranda.
For sure.
Feel like she'd be good on the Taboo. Yep. I've been judging based on Taboo.
Taboo, man.
You got to be a good guesser, and you got to be a good clue giver.
Absolutely.
No, and everybody, if you can't give good clues, that's fine. But you got to be
yeah,
helping
at least
on
a
the
good
guest
guesser.
Tip.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to be good on the guest tip. You giving stupid guesses, I
Come
don't like
bun.
You. I'd be like, man,
come
that's why
on,
I don't like to do men versus women because too many people's husbands or boyfriends suck at Taboo.
Oh, my God.
Women don't be playing around. They be locked in. Less women suck at Taboo. All kinds of men suck at Taboo.
Hold on. Hear me. Okay.
I'm not saying men suck.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying the people who usually suck at Taboo
yeah.
are usually men.
Uh-huh.
Women be, if they're not all good clue givers, right? You got to be good. But guessers, even the quiet girl be like, toes, yes. The men be like, I don't really play no games. I pick up steel with my hand. They try to be too cool. Women be more willing to be wrong.
But there's some trash women out here in Taboo.
No, of course.
I've seen them just absolutely bring nothing to the table. Especially when they got to give the clues.
Giving the clues is harder, though. For sure.
They be.
Clue giving is tough because you gotta be quick on your feet.
Yeah.
And everybody's not quick on your feet. I don't expect everybody to be a good clue giver.
Right.
But every team's going to have 2 or 3 people that you should run 7 or 8.
Yeah.
But the men when they're not good clue givers, they'll be,
I've seen that with women, though.
I don't really play games like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't really play games. The thing be cars, they'd be like, wheels. You can't say will. Man.
I got to say it's 50-50.
Nah, man. Anytime we play Battle of the Sexes, I always lose because somebody's husband sucks at it.
Damn. I've won quite a bit on the Battle of the Sexes.
I haven't. It's always somebody's dumb husband who can't clue and can't guess. And then the women rub it in like, y'all wanted to do Battle of the Sexes? No, man. Mm. Just mix it up regular. Just mix it up regular and be more even. I mean, wait, I'm sorry. I get frustrated.
Man, that was a lot of passion.
Sorry, man. Because Tracee Ellis Ross, she probably good at taboo.
Probably so. Right, but she might be trash.
Nah, she ain't trash.
I got...
I think it's the last one, ain't it?
It could be. Yeah. I'd be losing count. I feel like Eddie Murphy would be a good time.
You think so?
Yeah.
I feel like he might be too cool.
I feel like Eddie Murphy. Because let's say
he's calm.
He's going to be calm, but let's say we playing spades or Uno. He gonna be giving us good stories, man. And he going to be cracking little sniper jokes.
Nah, yeah.
He like, look at him. He came in with a little draw four. He thought he was going to get me with it.
That's true.
Because, yeah, like when I be watching him in interviews, he always got like quick, pew, 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 and then his storytelling is just so good.
And he could captivate the room, too.
Yeah, so if we playing Uno, it's just going to be, you came in with your little skip.
Yeah, yeah.
Good time.
All right, if we have one more, I would say Will Smith probably is fantastic.
Yeah, he looked like a good time, too.
And in his book, he was dead serious about the games.
Oh, yeah?
There was a scene.
I mean, when people take the game seriously.
He was playing with his wife at Christmas, and they're playing Monopoly, and
yeah.
His move was going to get Jada out.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, so you going to kick me out of the game? He was like, yes.
Yeah.
So she was like, you're going to kick your wife out of the family game on Christmas Eve. He was like, yes.
Yeah, he stayed true.
Yes, and kicked her out. He was like, I wasn't even...
Yeah,
connecting the dots.
That's how it should be.
Exactly.
That's how it should be.
Get her out of here.
Would you get Melissa out? Okay.
We can argue later. I want to win. I would have made the same mistake.
Yeah.
I would have even picked up on what she's putting down.
Yeah.
What I mean, I have a chance to bankrupt you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to win. Get out. Done.
Yeah.
Go
That's
watch
how it
TV,
should be, man.
I'm not playing
is out the window.
I'm not playing around. I'll do it to my kids. I'll get Monty out. He didn't have a post.
Anybody
thumbs.
Out? He'd be like, man. I feel like Jim Carrey would get too philosophical during the game.
Yeah,
now.
He's a little.
He'd be getting a little too serious.
He don't
sometimes.
Have no sugar and stuff. Where he is now.
Yeah, it's just Jim Carrey is the wild card. Let me tell you who else I wrote down. I wrote down Jennifer Lawrence, Kevin Hart.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, she's a good
time. She's fun.
She looks
I would
like
not have
time.
Thought of her, but she probably is fun. Kevin Hart for sure.
Kevin Hart for sure. Amy Poehler, Kate McKinnon, Melissa McCarthy, Maya Rudolph. I definitely went the SNL route.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Maya Rudolph would be great.
Oh, my God.
I would love to play games with her.
Good time. And then I got Halle Berry on here.
She's funny. She's funny on Twitter.
She looks like a great time.
Halle Berry be cracking me up on Twitter. She don't take herself too seriously.
And that's what I appreciate about Halle Berry.
That's the key.
She don't take herself seriously.
That's the key.
She be showing up to the Razzies and like,
with the Oscar.
Yes.
That's what I want to see.
That's fine.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up, we're doing our favorite movies directed by women.
Women folk.
Women folk. All right, so I kicked off that. So you going to kick off?
Favorite women directed by women. Favorite movies directed by women for me. I got Ease By You in this thing. Directed by Cassie Lemons. I love this movie. It's one of my favorite movies. The atmosphere,
yeah.
The score, the performances, the characters, the story, the setting. Just everything clicked, man. And Cassie Lemons is also an actress. She was the token black friend in Candyman. And she was also in Fear of a Black Hat, but that's definitely one of my favorite joints directed by a woman.
Now, I had to do some research,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of these I didn't realize were directed by women, and I for sure did not know. The Preacher's Wife is directed by Penny Marshall.
Yep.
I did not know that. I love The Preacher's Wife movie. I don't care that the angel... We are rooting for a woman.
You love it because church is in there.
It's also a good story, man. The community.
It's cute.
It's cute.
Anything. Listen, y'all. Let's just keep it a stack. Y'all gonna have to get off this nostalgia tip in the church. And
I like the
soundtrack
why.
Is good. It's got good music. The movie itself is
You don't
cute.
Like church in movies. That's the common denominator.
I don't mind. I love Blues Brothers. They was in the church.
No, that's a movie. That ain't a church movie, though. That's a movie where they went to church. There's a scene.
The church scene was crazy,
The church
though.
Is central Whoa. To Preacher's Wife.
Tread it weak. Make it whole. No, no, no. Do you see the light? Yes. I see the light. Man, come on, man.
But anyway, I do like Preacher's Wife. And I also was really surprised that Penny Marshall did it. Go ahead, man.
Penny Marshall is a beast.
She is.
And since we own Penny Marshall.
I already know.
Big.
I figure you're going to go there.
Big.
She's
Penny Marshall all up and through this list, first
of all.
She
really is.
But Big is like a beautiful movie.
Yes.
In my opinion, man. And that I feel like that movie really, I feel like Big really changed the game for Tom Hanks.
Absolutely.
It really took him into another level of just like, yo, Tom Hanks has arrived. Even though he was already there before, I feel like Big was his coming out. I'm just like
no disagreement.
I'm about to be one of the biggest things smoking. And Big was just a perfect.
Yes.
Perfect movie, man.
Yes.
So Big for show.
I'm a go Monster. Directed by Patty Jenkins.
Patty Jenkins.
Charlize Theron is a beautiful woman.
Right.
In Monster, she was like, no.
Take it all off.
I am a monster. That makeup was great. Her performance was amazing.
She earned that Oscar.
Oh.
For sure.
My God. For sure. I didn't know she was capable of that until I saw that movie.
Yeah.
That movie was gritty.
That's why I'd be like, she won an Oscar for playing a serial killer, and nobody's like,
yeah.
But whenever a black person wins, you got to be a corrupt cop to win an Oscar. Sometimes unsavory characters
and
are
playing
Oscar-worthy.
Against type.
They're just Oscar worthy, man. Yeah. Unsavory characters are, in many cases, more interesting.
Yes.
So you diminish.
Not gonna get an Oscar for Remember the Titans.
You diminish Denzel's performance when you say why he got to be a villain to get an Oscar. Because that shit was Oscar worthy.
Or a slave, because he got a slave. He was a slave in his other Oscar win.
And they like, he should have got one for Malcolm. But since y'all don't appreciate Malcolm X, I guess apparently somebody should have got an Oscar for Sister Act 2, right? Right? Give Whoopi Goldberg the Oscar for Sister Act 2, even though she was a minor character in her own movie because of the school and the kids, man. Fuck y'all, man. This is just straight up. We're not going to go there. But unsavory characters be winning Oscars all
Absolutely.
The time. It's not just black folks. Hannibal Lecter won an Oscar. Javier Bardem won an Oscar for being a scary-ass assassin.
Oh, man, love that.
Sometimes the unsavory characters is cracking. I want to win an Oscar for being an unsavory character over a good guy.
And then you need to put a dress on, too.
Oh.
And the blacks could be
Well, if I'm a serial killer, then if I was like, what's his name, Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lamb, I'll tuck my meat in.
I tuck my meat in for less.
I tuck my meat in.
Tucking my meat in the bathroom off of sheer curiosity.
That
I'll
performance
do it for an Oscar.
Was good.
Absolutely.
Are we acting or are we just being ourselves?
No,
what are we doing?
Black people don't get that same freedom.
We don't get that same luxury.
No. Will Ferrell can kiss a dude in a movie or in
we
a...
We think nothing of it.
They silly. Cross my, just silly.
You get in Hollywood and look what they did to the black man. Yeah. Look
Luminati.
At the black man now, man.
Luminati. Look what they did, how they debased
look
him.
Look at you now.
Look at me now. All right, go ahead.
What up, peeps, man? I hectically cut into the podcast, man. Speaking of hectic, man, life can get hectic. Whether it be the holidays, whether it be something coming up, whether it be an event you plan, hectic shows his ugly face all the time. Some of y'all might not even consider the hecticness ugly, but let me tell you something. When it comes to business, that can stress you out. Life in general can be chaotic, man. But if you're in charge of your order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know what it is. And it's its own special place of chaos, man. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. Save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among the global carriers. You can focus on other parts of your business because you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation, okay? ShipStation is it's a game changer, man. It takes a lot of weight off your shoulders. It's like, man, you ain't got to stress as much. And that stress, man, some people perform well under pressure. Like, the more chaotic, the better for me. It's like an episode of The Bear where it's just chaos and they just thriving in that chaos. Some people, they don't want no parts of that. They want their business calm, cool, and collected, okay? and ShipStation is going to help you with that 100% of the time, man. Deliver a better customer service experience with industry-leading scalable features that help ensure accuracy, get shipments out the door faster, and keep customers happy with automated tracking updates with your company's branding. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So, calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code BALD to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BALD. To get in on that ShipStation, man. Now, back to the Bald Brothers.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to switch gears. Well, not even really a gear switch, but I'm going to go Near Dark, directed by Kathryn Bigelow.
Oh, I don't know this film.
Oh, man, it's a vampire movie. Near Dark is a vampire movie, and those vampires were scary. That is
1987.
Yeah. Side note to Kathryn Bigelow. She's one of my favorite directors, period. But I like the way her films look and feel.
Mm.
Like, she be like, there's a very, like, gritty vibe to her movies. Mm-hmm. And, like, Near Dark was, it came out the same year The Lost Boys came out, but yep. Near Dark got overlooked. But there's a scene in a bar where they just, you know, when they lock those people in that bar, that shit is terrifying. Mm-hmm. And Bill Paxton was fantastic.
Love
in that
Bill Paxton.
Joint. He's great in that movie.
I never seen him bad. I like Bill Paxton.
Yeah, I like Bill Paxton
yeah,
too, man.
He knew his job.
I hate that he passed, man.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah.
He was the president on Independence Day.
No, it's Bill Pullman.
You right.
He was close, though. He had
right.
The Bill P.
Bill P. We will not vanish without a fight. I was like, yeah. All right, I'm going to go Boys Don't Cry.
Oh, okay. I've never seen that.
Really?
I've never seen that joint. Hillary Swank.
Swank. Is she hot or not?
Yeah, I never saw
she
that.
She plays a transgender, female to male transgender. The director is Kimberly Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
It always comes up in books about acting and books about screenwriting.
She got an Oscar for that.
Hillary Swank going to pop out, win that Oscar, and be like,
yeah, I'm out of here. She got two Oscars. And she's like,
she got that, came, did Million Dollar Baby, and was like, where does she be going?
She be chilling. She be doing like small and stuff, but then she'll come out with a, and then dip
she
again.
She pop out and show y'all, boy, don't ever forget who can't act. Who can't act? Hillary Swank can't act?
Hillary Swank is swanky.
Oscar.
Yeah.
And
she
I'm
got
gone.
Two. Got two.
Two?
It's hard to get two of them things.
Hard.
For lead actress.
For and no supporting.
No supporting.
Big,
lead.
Big Hill.
Big lead.
Big Hill.
Hillary Swank.
And I'm gone.
Out of here.
All right, you're up.
Okay. So, I'm going to go Penny Marshall again. Mm-hmm. League of Their Own,
League,
man.
That's what I know what I wanted to say.
Are you waited too long. There's no crying
There's no
in baseball.
Crying in... Also, I had the biggest crush on Gina Davis.
Oh,
I thought that was a woman. Tall. I said, she is... beautiful.
Gina
I
Davis
love Rosie O'Donnell
woman.
Is hilarious in that movie.
Yes.
Tom Hanks is great in that movie.
Yes.
Gina Davis is great and
Madonna
beautiful.
Was good too.
Madonna was great. Yeah. I thought she would do more acting.
She did.
She did. I mean, like, I know she did more, but I thought she would do much more.
Oh, well,
like,
yeah. She was hit and miss.
Yeah, she was. She
you
was
know what,
what was that one? The music?
Evita?
Yeah.
Evita?
Yeah.
That did okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, but she was great in that.
I love it. We had that on VHS. I watched
That's
that
probably
on...
her best role, in my opinion.
Yeah, I watched that on VHS all the time.
Yeah.
There's no crying in baseball.
Gina Davis, boy.
Love Gina Davis. All right, you're up.
Is it
no,
me?
No, I'm up.
Oh, yeah.
Can we count Shrek?
Yeah, I didn't know a woman co-directed that.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't, but we have because
Shrek
is outstanding.
Is
yeah.
Oh man,
Shrek is legendary.
I'm trying to think of if I was going all computer animated.
Mm-hmm.
Shrek is definitely top three for me. I'm
Shrek
trying to decide
is...
if it's. If I the first Toy Story was just revolutionary for me in the computer generated stuff and the story.
Yeah.
Like I as a kid always was like, I bet you my toys be awake. I bet your man be like, all
right,
he's gone, y'all. But Shrek was so funny. And also has the benefit of having Eddie Murphy.
Shrek is the funniest animated movie of all time, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And it's also good, like, the story's
good,
too.
Yeah, the story's great, but as far as the jokes on jokes on jokes on jokes,
man,
Shrek.
Me and Monique, Melissa middle sister, there's a scene where Eddie Murphy talks about parfaits. Who the hell don't like no parfait, man? You ain't never asked somebody for a parfait. They're like, no, hell no, I don't want no parfait. First, he was saying hell in there.
Yeah.
Everybody said, hell no, I don't want no parfait. Everybody like, man, I was crying laughing at that.
That movie's so funny,
the
though.
The gingerbread man.
Oh, man, when they had the gingerbread man, they was torturing them. The muffin man. The muffin man. I was like, come on, man, get your boy up out of there, man.
Yo, John man. Lithgow as Lord Farquaad. Oh. And Mike Myers, man.
Mike
was in his bag
it.
Right then.
Yeah.
It was Cameron Diaz, I loved her as Fiona. Like, yeah. That
was
movie
perfect,
is
man.
Flawless,
Shrek
man.
Is amazing. I saw that in theaters. I was like, yo, this is
I saw
incredible.
It in theaters, too.
This
Mike
is incredible.
Was killing then. That was, like, right after...
Austin Powers?
Austin Powers. I got to answer this. This is Spice. He will make a huge deal. He will just make the biggest deal.
He had a phone call.
What's up, Spice, man? Shooting the podcast live.
Oh, man.
See? I told Tone, I said, I got to answer. Spice ain't going to let me live it down. I cannot miss. I ain't missing Spice FaceTime for like 3 years because I didn't answer one time because I was on a brand deal.
That's
shoot,
all it takes.
And he was never letting it go. You got your little brand deal, Kev.
Hey, I crossed you off the list.
Tahir is still on there.
I still got a clothesline waiting for him.
I'm glad, Spice. I'm going to chop it up with you.
All right.
Love you too, bro.
FaceTime him sometime. See if he answers. FaceTime Tone. See if he answers.
People know, man. People know. Don't get your feelings hurt.
All right, bro. I love Spice.
Good old Spice, man.
But have
always
you, did
a good
you see
time.
The trailer for Shrek 5?
No.
It just came out. They changed the animation a little bit.
I heard.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't want to be that person.
I don't know why they changed it.
Just like,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Man.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it's the same cast, right?
Same cast, yeah. Right. Cameron Diaz came out of retirement.
That's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. I hope it's good.
Yeah.
I hope it's good.
Yeah, man.
Bam, 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 bam. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
love this movie. It's called I Like It Like That. It's directed by Darnell Martin. I know Darnell could go either way on the, but it's a movie about this girl is set. Puerto Rican girl.
Lauren Velez.
Yeah. She's just trying to make her way and, you know, trying to navigate love and career.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny, so dope, so New York.
Yeah.
I love that movie, man. I've seen that movie like 80 times.
80 times?
Not technically 80, but like, you know what I'm saying? A bunch of times. I love that movie, though. So that's my next pick.
All right. I'm going to go The Hurt Locker.
Oh, he, Catherine Bigelow once
Catherine
again.
Catherine Bigelow once again.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Catherine Bigelow does action well.
She does. She also did Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, she did.
Which I also love.
And Point Break.
And Point Break.
Yeah.
Okay, Catherine Bigelow.
Catherine Bigelow, man. I'm telling you what's happening.
What I loved about The Hurt Locker, like as much as he was about to die all those times, what was worse was him being at the grocery store.
Yeah.
He just could not... He couldn't do it.
He's like,
he was at the grocery store like, man, this is so boring, man. Yeah. And I thought that was so good. It's like the Heat moment where Robert De Niro just can't, he just can't get on the plane.
Yeah.
Because of who he is, he's just.
Can't do
that's
it.
That's Tony, by the way. Tony is.
I could get on the plane.
Nah, you can't, Tone. You would have went back to kill Wayne Grove. Ain't no way. The way you stick to your guns, which I love about you, unless you're talking about Sister Act. But
Sister Act 2 is cute. I want y'all to recognize and realize it's a cute movie.
It's a classic. But yeah, Hurt Locker is also fantastic. Love it. Shout out to Catherine Bigelow.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right.
I'm going to go with Selma.
That's what I was going to say.
Ava DuVernay, man.
Selma's good.
Quality.
That was literally the next one I was going to say.
Quality. He's one of my favorite filmmakers, not only for film, but also for documentaries and stuff like that, too.
13th She's fantastic. The 13th?
Side note, I want to tie it with Origin, too. Origin is a beautiful movie that she also directed.
Oh, with my girl, Anjanou Ellis, man.
Origin is a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Man, that movie got me.
It discusses race and class.
Yeah.
Across the world.
Across the world. It was definitely an eye-opening film for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they touched on topics like that. So,
yep.
So I'm going to go Selma, Origin, together.
Okay.
As a pick. Avra.
I'm going to go Woman King, Gina Prince, Bible.
Oh, I forgot.
That
movie was fire.
I watched that movie by myself.
Yeah.
I was on the road. I never said this publicly, but the rest of the group went to see it too. But I just didn't want to be nobody.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, yeah, man. No, I don't really feel like it. And then I was like, I'm going to a different theater. I just want to be by myself, Kara. Sometimes I just want to be alone, man.
Oh.
Sometimes I just want to be alone.
Bougie.
I to hear it up.
Wow.
To hear it up.
Dog.
To hear it up.
You.
Yes.
You deceived the group and then just went on your own. Wow.
I did, man. I needed some
this
time.
This is crazy.
I just needed some alone time.
But you thought they was going to talk to you during the movie?
Yeah, man. I don't even want to talk in the Uber. I just don't want to talk.
Dang.
Sometimes I just don't want to talk, man. I could
never. That's wild.
I was just quiet, man. But, I mean, they came out of that ground greasy and shiny, and they was killing good.
They were.
They were killing men, and it was fully believable.
Yeah, for sure. I was mad that one got taken out, but I was like, I don't think she could have got taken out that early.
You talk.
Samurai girl.
Oh,
she always be doing.
What's her name?
She be doing it all on her IG. Something.
Hold on.
Samurai. Ain't a samurai in there? Whatever.
Lashana Lynch is who I was mad that guy
killed. Oh, I love her. I love Lashana Lynch. But the other
tall girl?
She had a small role right there with the fro.
Adrian Warren?
No, right here.
Oh, in the middle. Oh, Shayna West?
Yeah. Her Instagram page,
she's the one
she's
that
the
be
one.
Doing all the samurai stuff?
Sorry to interrupt, man. Sorry to just barge in. You know what I'm saying? Sorry to just bust up in here, man. Bust. Pause. Anyway, have better sex with Blue Chew, man. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets. These erection-enhancing tablets help men achieve stronger, harder, and longer-lasting erections for sexual activities. Blue Chew is putting this money where its mouth is and offering you a month free. The process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. of A. and prepared and shipped directly to your door. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The best part? It's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. I tried Blue Chew before in New York. It was a good time. We had a blast, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to oversell it. I'm not going, you know what I'm saying? I had a good time with Blue Chew. More than once. That's all I'm saying. And there wasn't no complaints. That's all I'm going to put down. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get too, you know, explicit, but it was a good time. So let me tell you something. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try your first month of Blue Chew free when you use promo code BALD. Just pay $5 shipping. That's it. That's promo code BALD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Now, back to the Bald Brothers.
What's her Instagram name? The Black Woman?
Let me see. What's her name? I know I follow her. What's the name? Oh, yeah, Samu Ryder.
Yeah, I was like, I know I've seen her. Samu, what is it?
The Samu Ryder.
Yes, that's her.
She be killing, though.
Yes, I've seen her before.
So she be doing all. So she was doing all this in the movie,
and
man. She should have been undefeated in the movie.
She's so cool.
Because she do this for real.
Yeah.
She do this for real.
John Boyega was good in that.
He was.
Movie.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
He's got great range, by the way.
He does. He's one of them ones.
I watched.
He's one of them ones. I think his work in They Clone Tyrone.
Oh, man.
I don't feel like enough people talk about.
His performance in that was crazy.
I just feel like, I don't know. Do you think it's because it was on Netflix? I feel like a lot of people watch it, but it's just not talked about enough.
People don't talk about Netflix movies as much as they do theatrical. Mm-mm. There's one. It's got to be like a truly phenomenal.
I think their series shift catch on more. People.
Like, it's got to be like a Bird Box or just a movie that, you know.
Yeah.
But other than that, people are not going to talk about the movie the same. But
you'll hear Stranger Things, you'll hear.
Series you'll hear about.
Squid Games.
Yeah, House you'll hear Card, about that.
But the movies, they come and
the
go.
The movies, they come and go. So it's like, you got to hit them theaters, man.
For sure. I agree with you.
For the full effect.
Because Rebel Ridge, I feel like people talk about
that was
about
popping. It. They talked about it for sure.
Yeah, but I feel like had it come out in theaters, it would have been talked about
different conversation.
Much more, yeah. Okay, is it me or you? Oh, no, it's you.
Okay, so I'm going to do Clueless. Amy yep. Heckerling.
Yep.
Clueless caught me off it's guard. Cute. No, it's good.
Oh, see, now when the white people in, it's good.
Clueless
now
is
when
good.
The white people in, it's good.
I'll tell you why.
Clueless and Sister Act is two peas in
Clueless,
a pod.
Clueless had a better story.
What's better about it?
Better ensemble.
What's better about the story?
Well, this is a story about this little rich, bratty, rich kid mm-hmm. coming through, navigating through high school.
I love Clueless, by the way.
And she's clueless mm-hmm. to real life.
Alicia Silverstone.
And then she has an awakening throughout the picture, and it's like, you know what? What am I doing? What am I doing here? And then she comes to realize that all this perfect posh stuff is not everything that it seems to be. And now I can just be like a normal, regular person because I'm in the regular world. Ain't no school being closed. Ain't no
that's
less
real rap, raw,
no,
man.
Ain't no less lean on the music.
That's not leaning on the music, man. It's
take the music out of there. Do y'all still love Sister Act?
Take Alicia Silverstone out of Clueless. That's the same. This part of the story. She is the. That's the story. It's about a music class.
No, Sister Act is about Whoopi.
No,
it's supposed to be
Sister Act is. Sister Act 2 is about the children in the music class.
So what's Back in the Habit mean?
Back in the Habit? That's isn't the nurse, isn't the Habit is the...
Is the what?
I don't even know why it's called that. It's got something to do with the nuns, right?
So she back in the nun house, right?
The Habit is the clothing.
Tantra, though, I think, like, habit. Back in the habit of
doing.
Doing
yeah.
What?
Singing. You thought Sister Act 2 was supposed to be about Dolores because Sister Act 1's about her.
Well, now it's about the kids.
A nun's
singing.
Habit is the clothing. That's what I thought. The single set of clothing, that's what she's back in the habit. She's back in the stuff. Was it?
Oh, I didn't even.
What's know. The Shakespeare?
I think it's Emma, or it's As You Like It. I can't remember.
Oh! That's interesting.
Well, that's a whole nother angle.
That's
a good... Because I'm not familiar with Shakespeare like that.
I don't know Shakespeare, but Shakespeare has... A lot of stories have been done without the, like, Shakespearean dialogue.
Clueless is just a better movie, man.
No, it's not. It's very basically the same movie.
What? How is it the same movie?
It's the same type of movie, not the same exact
movie. It's not even the same type.
It is.
How? How are they similar?
It's fun. It's cute. It's high school.
No.
It's just a rich high school. In,
you can say that about Mad movies then.
What's the difference between Clueless and Sister Act 2?
Everything. It's not about...
Is it because it follows a singular character?
Well, Clueless?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's a singular character, but it's like Sister Act 2 is about the students trying to win this competition so the school doesn't close down and to also rise above your parents trying to shut down your dream or whatever.
Yeah.
That's none of that in Clueless. Ain't no school on
the
line.
I mean, not like, I don't mean exact. I mean, it's like the stakes, the situations ain't much different.
Man,
Clueless ain't better than Sister
Watch
Act.
Out, man.
And I love Clueless. This ain't really no.
The reason I got Clueless on here is because it caught me off. It's a movie I had zero interest in. Zero.
Yeah.
And Clueless is more quotable. Here y'all go with the songs, though. Y'all gonna be like, these songs. What dialogue is quotable in Sister Act 2? Oh, my mom doesn't believe in my dream.
The choir and the competition are out. What are you quoting Clueless? As if?
As if. Everybody was saying as no, that if. Was, that was everywhere.
No, I agree with you.
Everywhere we go has valet.
That ain't quotable.
Yeah, everybody Who was even saying says that. No, well, no, nobody now.
As if. But huh? As if was before Clueless, though, wasn't it? I feel no, like they put it in the
I've
movie.
I never heard it until I seen Clueless.
Go with God, Crispy.
Is that in the Sister Act too?
Yes. You don't even know. That. People be saying it. You ain't black. This is that German coming out. That's kind. That's
I'm,
that's.
I'm the blackest one in
Christoph here. Waltz in you. That's that one. You quarter German or eight?
I'm a 20. I think 22, 23.
Yeah, man. You
wait. Let me look.
You sauerkraut. I say go with God, Crispy all the time. People are no, rolling with the homies.
Rolling with the homies. I forgot about that.
I thought that was from, who said that? Brittany Murphy?
Brittany Murphy, yeah.
Man, rest in peace, Brittany Murphy.
And you got dope characters in that movie. You got Donald Faison. You got Stacey Dash. Stacey Dash, you got Brittany like Murphy. Her. You got Paul Rudd. You got that one dude that was like all cool and stylish, but then he might have been gay. We wasn't sure.
Yeah. And it's a good movie. Like, you're not going to get me to say
he was
I don't like
where's
it.
The clam bakes? And he was just talking all cool.
You she got was, Lauryn Hill. You got Ryan.
You got Tanya Blunt.
Tanya Blunt. You got Frankie. You got Jennifer Love Hewitt, I believe.
Well,
Jennifer
she didn't Love have Hewitt. That major in there.
She did. She was
her coming out was
the
later
love
in TV.
Boat. Soon you have her on the other side. Erica Campbell's in there singing in the choir. We ain't gonna do this with you. Sheryl Lee Ralph.
Sheryl Lee Ralph is out
there. And Whoopi Goldberg is in there.
But you got Dan Hedaya in Clueless.
Who's that?
That's her father. He's great.
Dan Hedaya?
Yes. Paul Rudd.
I love Paul Rudd.
That was still
oh,
weird.
Oh, snap. He was great. That's
yeah. Pops, man, come on, man.
Who's her mom?
I don't even remember the mom.
She doesn't, I don't, her mom's not in there?
I don't remember the
that
mom.
That doggone skirt, that outfit she had, though. That outfit was iconic.
Come on, man.
And that closet was cool. I like Clueless,
what
man.
What was the iconic outfit in Sister Act?
There was take off your robes. Hmm. Take off your robes. The nun outfit, man. Take off your robes. Take off your robes. Why? I don't know, man. Your teacher just said take off your robes. If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere.
And you know what else makes Clueless a better movie? It's directed by a woman. Oh, that whole scene that when she good. Driving on the highway?
That is
and then
good.
He was screaming with his braces showing like, and then they was making out right after they survived. Come on, man.
Clueless was a good time.
And then he was keeping it real when he was getting his hair shaved. He's like, what are you doing? I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it real. I'm like, yeah. He made me proud to be bald.
I still disagree with you, but I enjoy that movie. You
man,
done?
Watch out.
That's it?
Is that it? Is that it for the whole list?
It might be. Did you go first or did I go
first?
So
we did East Bayou, I Like It Like That, Near Dark, Big, A League of Their Own, Selma / Origin, Shrek.
Oh, we did way more.
We did The Hurt Locker, Clueless.
Boys Don't Cry.
The Boys, yeah.
And Woman King. Okay, I just want to throw What Women Want in there. I love that movie.
Oh, that was a good movie.
I love Little Miss Sunshine was in there.
That was a good movie.
Wayne's World, I didn't know was directed by a woman either.
That was Stephanie. Spears or whatever, I think yeah. Penelope Spears or something like that.
Barbie, I really enjoyed more than I thought it. I would. Yeah. I actually didn't think I would like Barbie at all.
Me neither.
I thought that was it was interesting. It was actually solid. It was funnier than I thought it was going to be.
I got Half Baked on here. I didn't even know that.
Half Baked
by a woman? Yeah, I didn't know that.
I love Half Baked.
Half Baked. I got Point
Wrap
Break.
It up, B.
Wrap it up, B. I got Billy Madison on here.
Oh, Adam Sandler.
I also have Candyman. The redo. You ain't see it, did you?
That's okay, man.
Okay.
Yeah. I was scared, but that's all.
Got to check with you, man.
All right, man. That's enough. Bye. Yeah.